Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Conscious Vibe Podcast,
where we elevate intellect through conscious dialogue
while exploring race, politics, business, and culture.
I'm Dr. Daryl L. Jones.
And I'm Charles D. Mitchell. DJ.
What's going on, my man?
Another season?
Crazy to think of.
That's crazy. Season 3?
Man, that's crazy.
Wow.
Sounds crazy to say it.
It sounds really crazy, but super thankful that we're at this point and continue to do this thing.
Likewise.
This is literally just a conversation that has now turned into 3 seasons of learning and growing, talking to interesting people. And, you know, this season, which was a little new, bringing more conversations between you and I, the conscious conversations concept, to the podcast format. I thought that was really good.
Absolutely, man. I couldn't agree more. To think that, you know, a conversation in the backyard has expanded into a format where we have subject matter experts, cultural icons, underdogs, everything, man, telling their stories and learning from those.
Yeah, I mean, it's the best thing for me. I mean, I look forward to this like every month because I'm like so excited to learn something new, hear from someone that I haven't known or learned about or know about. And then obviously the things we talk about, some of the fun stuff and the dialogue, some serious, sometimes just lighthearted, but still rich.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. Absolutely.
So who are some of your favorites?
Well, I'll tell you what, man. We could go back and forth. You know, man, growing up, I wasn't a real cartoon dude, but my favorite cartoon was Underdog. Remember Underdog?
Yeah, I do.
Polly Purebred and all that kind of shit.
Dude.
I love Underdog stories, man. Uh-huh. And I'll start with, oddly enough, Akil McCloud.
I was thinking about that.
And I say oddly enough because that one truly just felt like a conversation. Mm-hmm. But when you hear Akil's story and this entrepreneurial spirit that is still emerging from him and his ability to be self-aware throughout his journey, I think is highly impressive. Mm-hmm. And choosing a partner in his marriage that was conducive to his journey and vice versa. I think those are incredible stories. So for me, Akil was one that was one of my favorites.
I really enjoy Akil. And, you know, he still reaches out, you know. And what I love about him, you know, these young brothers who are trying to figure it out and, you know, they take a path and start to pursue it and put all their energy into it, but at the same time mm-hmm. are really focused on, you know, building and growing a family. Which is, you know, as you're starting out, a young man like himself with little ones, I mean, it's a real process to really be able to focus on, you know, the work, the entrepreneurial piece, the career piece, but at the same time, be present, be home to take in this new life and be a part of that. I think that's really, really special thing. And I really admire him for it. So I think a lot of people at his age aren't prepared to do all of it.
That's exactly right.
I love it. It's great.
Yeah. How about you?
You know, it's so funny. I had some good personal connections and relationships that were on this season. Not unlike the past seasons as well, but I love Larry Hirsch.
Oh, yeah.
He's such a good dude.
Intellectual character.
Intellectual character, funny, thoughtful, and he loves this format.
And he's spontaneous.
He's spontaneous. He loves digging into the conversation. And he loves to create a little controversy and to chop it up.
I love his passion, man. He's a passionate dude.
Has a lot of depth to him. Mm-hmm. You know, cares deeply about the work that he does because he knows that, you know, he's really, you know, the work that he does is really determining the outcome of where families will end up, you know, in situations like divorce. And he takes that very, very seriously. And he's very good at it. Very good at it.
Absolutely. So let's see. I'll pick a two here. You know, one for me that resonates is Marisha Dixon.
Mm-hmm.
And The Zentertainer, I think, was
yes
nickname. part of it was her vulnerability and her strength at the same time, and the fact that that coexisted throughout the interview, right? She was able to articulate and acknowledge the frailties and things that she suffered as she was moving through life and into adulthood. But at the same time, she exemplified a strength, man, that I think is amazing throughout that. And some of the things in her journey, man, could have taken people off the earth. And her ability to work through it and her perspective on things in retrospect hopefully will continue to allow her to be an author and contribute to the world in the way that she does. And it takes a lot of strength for her to get in the format and talk about some of the things that she did. And I really, really respect that and I admire that.
Oh, 1,000%. I mean, the thing about her also, I mean, she really, and I think this is one of the first times we've had this type of dialogue on the show, is we really, you know, she talked a lot about her own mental health.
A lot. That's exactly what I'm referring to.
You know, that's, and to have a, what I would say, a success story around that coming out on the other side.
Absolutely.
I mean, she literally had a breakdown. And I think, you know, there are a lot of people that probably can, you know, identify with, you know, that type of situation occurring in life where you have to bring it all back together and figure out what works for you. And she found meditation. She found Zen, you know, if you will. So she found a means to take care of herself, to be able to build back up the person that she knew she could be and wanted to be. And, you know, we talk about this a lot. She's flourishing. She's thriving. She's doing things that she wants to do for herself and trying to help others along the way.
And probably still struggles, right?
And probably still struggles, right? But at the same time, she found out what works for her and how to take care of herself, which is important. I think, you know, we don't, as a society, we don't talk about mental health as much as we should. I mean, I know it's a bigger conversation today. But a lot of it, I think, you know, again, this is just someone from the outside looking in. What seems to me, which is so important, is your ability to understand what works for you.
For you.
For you, to get you in the place, in the space that you need to be, to help you be who you want to be. And I think she's figured that out for herself. I think that's pretty fantastic. No question. For me, number two, Daniel Madelon was super interesting. Like, I'm still trying to get my brain wrapped around how big the work that he's doing is. I mean, it's so massive. It's so massive that you can almost, you can barely understand how this whole framework that he's put together really truly worked, but you know that it all makes sense and there's a lot of opportunity there if you can really grasp those concepts, you know, of coming into agreement. All these things that are focused on big picture items that, as human beings, if there's a collective means to come together to solve problems, who knows what the world could be like, right? In a real positive way.
Absolutely.
It seems really like a lot of work, and it seems really difficult to amass the type of, you know, inertia that you need to move these things forward. But the possibilities, encouraging.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see how that work transforms. And I think you asked the question, from possibilities to this united front that's really moving in that direction. Mm-hmm. It's a hell of a body of work to try to figure that out. But, yeah, had him on twice, right?
Yeah, had him on twice. He and Larry.
He and Larry.
Had them both on twice. Another thing I was thinking about, you know, the conscious conversations, and, you know, I'm curious to get feedback of what our audience has thought about those this season. But I think some of those conversations have been truly rich because what we've talked about are things that you and I are experiencing in terms of how we're viewing life and what's important to us in this moment. And that's always great to hear because I learn a lot from you in terms of what you're thinking and
likewise,
what's important and kind of how
that.
how we're both viewing the world, right? Because we've got different lenses because of, you know, we're doing and moving in different ways in life, right? But at the same time, it illuminates things that we know are important. I always learn a lot from those.
Yeah, and not just because a brother's sitting here staring at us and he's 6'2", probably 235, right, and fit.
You wouldn't want him to hit you either, would you?
No. But, you know, we just came off of a conversation with Brian Echols. Mm-hmm. And I think there are a couple of indicators to me of a great podcast, personally. One is selfishly my ability to relate to it. That's just the selfish human in us, mm-hmm. right? But two is you really don't want it to end. Mm-hmm. And not that we haven't wanted any of them to end. Yeah. I think you and I are adept at finding really interesting discussion points. But, you know, when you can sit and talk with someone and self-discover and then witness self-discovery mm-hmm. within the conversation, mm-hmm. man, it's so powerful. Mm-hmm. And having grown up, you know, about an hour or so from my hometown, there's so much of what he talked about that I can relate to and experienced even before he did, a couple years before he did.
Yeah.
But he's articulating the same thing that I went through, man. And it's amazing. People can make so many assumptions about where somebody lands. When he's sitting there talking about it and I see where he is today and where his son is today, that's not supposed to be the case. Not coming from Battle Creek and Benton Harbor, that's not supposed to be the case. And it is. And to capture that why and how, you know, he's done that in a way that I think is going to be powerful for a lot of young men and women who need to understand that journey.
Yeah, I'm going to have to, like, one thing I'm going to talk to Brian about, you know, he mentioned that this book that I think was, and if I remember it correctly, I think it was describing Benton Harbor and a neighboring white community,
St. Joe,
mostly white community. And the reason I recall the books, I think I remember reading an article in a Wall Street Journal about it and how these, you know, you have a tale in terms of trajectory, largely about opportunity.
And that was our Lakeview.
Yeah.
So for Battle Creek, it was Battle Creek Lakeview.
Yeah.
And again, I could relate to that when he was telling that story.
And so, you know, again, and putting myself into that conversation is super interesting because I shared with you before, you know, this opportunity my father had to go to Michigan State. I'm putting myself in that scenario going, wow, I could have been right there.
Right
in
there.
That dynamic, right? And so it's interesting the past that lead people into where they go and where they are, and to have the two of you share this perspective about, wow, the fact that we're sitting here is almost a miracle in itself.
And it was going to happen anyway, though, it sounds like, right? Because we could have been sands on the same line.
You never know. Those are incredible things. Another thing I was thinking about, too, was just going into, like, you know, we've been on this earth for a little while now, and successes and failures are a big part of that. And that was one of the conscious conversations we talked about. And I feel like that's a level of vulnerability when you talk about failures in life. But also celebrating those successes that mm-hmm. that helped us get where we are right now. I mean, those things are really critical to talk about and gain some reflection around, and hopefully it helps others too.
Yeah. Was there a third for you? Third. Or did I miss it?
A third what?
A third season three. Which was the premise?
Oh, a third. Well, you know, like one of the guests, or like one of the conscious conversations.
Yeah, and you know what? And it could be conscious conversations.
Liked all of our guests, and appreciate them all. I mean, again, I think I shared. I have some good relationships with, you know, several of them. You know, one that I think I wish we'd explored a little further. I'm not sure if we kind of got into, like, my friend Dave Grounds is just he's an interesting guy.
He's very interesting.
He's a super interesting guy. And I think we could have pulled more out of him in that conversation. Sometimes it's about time and, you know, what you're trying to get
and
through.
Flow, right? Yeah, and flow, right? Yeah, yeah. But he shared a lot.
He did share a lot. And he's top of mind partly because I'm going to, he's getting married this weekend.
That's awesome. In
San Miguel Linde in Mexico. Apparently it's going to be like this massive wedding with 250 people and, you know, festivals in the streets, that kind of thing. So it's going to be a great fanfare, which is typical, is totally him.
Yeah.
Is largely how he lives his life. But I think we could have pulled a lot more out of him. But, you know, time is always the enemy in some of these things. But I think it also keeps us moving in track.
Yeah. No, I'd agree. He and I share a unit in the same building, mm-hmm. right, as well. Mm-hmm. And now when I see him, it's like a whole different sort of interaction. But yeah, man, I thought that was good. To your point, I think there was probably some meat left on the bone in that interview. Mm-hmm. At the same time, when I went back, or conversation, I should say, when I went back and looked at it, I actually picked up on some stuff that I didn't realize was there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was a very interesting conversation, and I'm glad we had him on as well. Yeah. But so, yeah, man, hard to believe. Yeah. You know, we're wrapping season it three. Up, season three, but continues to get better.
Yep.
And obviously, man, I appreciate the fact that we're still able to stretch this brotherhood out into this new path.
No question. Hey, so real quick before we wrap, mm-hmm. What are you excited about for season four? What do you want to do? New, different, the same?
You know, what I really get excited about is just when it feels like, because as we're ending season three, it's sort of like, man, how can this really get any better? And I don't mean that in an arrogant way, mm-hmm. but just when you kind of think, man, are we kind of tapped out? It's like, we know we're not tapped out.
No.
So I'm excited for,
yeah,
we might just be getting to the beginning of all this, right?
Yeah.
So I'm excited for what's new and what's fresh and same. What's to come. Yeah.
You know, one of the things I hope that we can pull this off in season four, we talked about this for a little bit, literally the last couple of years. I'm hoping we can go on location somewhere. We could take a trip.
I think we should just make it happen.
Get Jay from behind the desk.
Yeah.
You know, and go somewhere fun and, you know, take this conversation, you know, out into, you know, areas of the country where we
nobody's stopping us.
Yeah. Where we enjoy the cities, the towns, you know, hopefully connect some of our guests to the dialogue. And it's so funny. I have a friend.
How about Pittock Mansion?
No, we're not going there. It's so funny. I have a friend of mine who's in Indy, who's a valet. She listens a long time. Yeah. She's been listening for a long time. And she was reaching out to me the other day about the sports cities conversation. Lord, she was lobbying for why didn't Indy? She lives in Indianapolis. Why wasn't Indy in the conversation? And she gave me all these reasons why. And I said, "There's one thing that you just left out."
NASCAR.
No. Who cares?
Yeah, there's a lot I can see.
So yeah, but no, I'm looking forward to season four. I think there's a lot we can explore. We're just scratching the surface. This is gonna, what this looks like, you know, in the next several years from where we are today is gonna blow our minds.
So, absolutely, yeah. I couldn't agree more, man. We'll go and always a pleasure to do it with you.
No question. Couldn't do it with anyone else.
Likewise.
Thank you for Conscious Conversations. No, sorry, not Conversations. Season three wrap. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
And check us out on tcvpodcast.com.